Welcome to the Tourism News Wrap. My name is Jason Amu. Coming up, UN Secretary General underscores the importance of rebuilding tourism in a safe, equitable and climate-friendly manner. Ethiopian expands its global hub, Bole International Airport, with new aviation infrastructure. Tourism sector in Congo-Brazzaville gets set for restart, and 18 whales die in Mauritius stranding. As part of the wider UN response to COVID-19, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday, 26 August, released a thematic brief on the impact the pandemic has had on tourism. Mr. Guterres warned that as many as 100 million direct tourism jobs are at risk, and the massive drop in export revenues from tourism could reduce global GDP by as much as 2.8%. The brief stresses that tourism is an essential pillar of the SDGs and the most vulnerable workers and nations are at greatest risk.
That's why it has been so painful to see how tourism has been devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic. In the first 5 months of this year, international tourist arrivals decreased by more than half and some $320 billion in exports from tourism were lost. Overall, some 120 million direct jobs in tourism are at risk. Many are in the informal economy or in micro, small and medium-sized enterprises which employ a high proportion of women and young people. The crisis is a major shock for developed economies, but for developing countries it is an emergency, particularly for many small island developing states and African countries. For women, rural communities, indigenous peoples, and many other historically marginalized populations, tourism has been a vehicle for integration, empowerment, and generating income. Tourism is also a key pillar for the conservation of natural and cultural heritage. The fall in revenues has led to increased poaching and habitat destruction in and around protected areas, and the closure of many World Heritage sites has deprived communities of vital livelihoods. It is imperative that we rebuild the tourism sector, but it must be in a way that is safe, equitable, and climate-friendly. Transport-related greenhouse gas emissions could rebound sharply if recovery is not aligned with climate goals. Supporting the millions of livelihoods that depend on tourism means building a sustainable and responsible travel experience that is safe for host communities, workers, and travelers. To aid recovery, I have identified 5 priority areas. First, mitigate the socio-economic impacts of the crisis. Second, build resilience across the entire tourism value chain. Third, maximize the use of technology in the tourism sector. Fourth, promote sustainability and green growth. And fifth, foster partnerships to enable tourism to further support the sustainable development goals. Let us ensure that tourism regains its position as a provider of decent jobs, stable incomes, and the protection of our cultural and natural heritage. Thank you.
A high-level delegation from the World Tourism Organization has concluded an official visit to Egypt to offer firm support for the government's work to restart tourism and direct its benefits towards supporting livelihoods and preserving cultural heritage. Led by the UNWTO Secretary General Zura Pulilikashvili, the delegation met with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and the Minister of Tourism and Antiques, Dr. Khalid Al-Nani, to learn the steps taken to support tourism, including through the merging of the Ministries of Antiques and Tourism and the provision of grants and incentives to the sector. Mr. Pulilikashvili also met with Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly to learn more of work being undertaken to boost consumer confidence and guarantee the safety of both tourism workers and tourists. South African multi-award-winning songstress Simfiwe Dana has urged stakeholders in the music and tourism industries to strike the natural synergies to enhance the experience of travelers. Speaking on the VA Tourism podcast, the Afrofuturist music act said, "Music and tourism are natural bedfellows and need to work together in order to optimize the experience of patrons to destinations."
From all backgrounds, photographers, painters, musicians, writers, to come and create a way forward when it comes to how do we unite the continent. Because literally, as far as I'm concerned, the arts are the face of any country. That is how you get to learn how the pulse of any nation. It is how they express themselves. And expression is artistic in form. So back to your question, we need to do more cross-pollinations when it comes to getting to know each other as a people, more collaborations, but literally we need to have these concerts where it's an African concert and it travels the continent. And it's not just about music, it's about a lot of other artistic expressions. So we learn what makes each country, each city tick, that is different.
Ethiopian Airlines Group has announced that it has successfully completed a new passenger terminal at its hub, the Addis Ababa Bole International Airport, with emphasis on biosecurity and biosafety measures. The new terminal has a check-in hall with 60 check-in counters, 30 self-check-in kiosks, 10 self-bag drops, 16 immigration counters with more e-gate provisions, and 16 central security screening areas for departing passengers. Commenting on the development, Group CEO of Ethiopian Airlines said, "I am very pleased to witness the realization of a brand new terminal at our hub. While Addis Ababa Bole International Airport has overtaken Dubai to become the largest gateway to Africa last year, the new terminal will play a key role in cementing the position." Republic of Congo's Ministry of Tourism and Environment, in preparation towards the reopening of borders, has announced measures put in place to welcome travelers back to the Central African nation in a secured and safe way. The ministry, in a statement signed by the minister, Alet Sudan Nonol, said, "A selected list of hotels which meet requirements of the health and safety protocols will be made available and are expected to adhere to the new norms. The directive, however, cautioned hotels not selected by the ministry not to accommodate passengers due for quarantine. The country's borders have been closed since the middle of March and expected to open to commercial flights in September. 18 melon-headed whales washed up on the shores of Mauritius on Wednesday, the country's fisheries minister said, dismissing any link to a devastating oil spill earlier this month. The whales, some of which were still alive when they were found but later died, were stranded on the southeastern beaches of Grand Sabo, and some of them had injuries. Fisheries Minister Sudhir Modo told a press conference that all 18 of the whales, a member of the dolphin family, had died, but that there was no trace of hydrocarbons on them or in their respiratory system. Earlier this month, a Japanese-owned bulk carrier ran aground on a coral reef around 10 kilometers from Grand Sabo, spilling over 1,000 tons of fuel into the pristine waters. There's more news on www.voyageafrique.com and all our social media platforms. My name is Jason Amu.